Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today in Israel is warm and pleasant with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a great day to be outside and enjoy the sunlight. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures as well. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli strike has resulted in the death of a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF states the incident is under review. This comes from the Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour on the media portrayal of the Iran conflict and ceasefire talks. Press coverage in the Middle East shows deep divisions over Iran's nuclear stance and U.S. diplomacy. Also this hour, Israeli commandos allegedly operated in Azerbaijan to support military efforts against Tehran, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Lebanon condemns Israel for killing two officers and a soldier. The IDF believed the Lebanese Armed Forces vehicle was linked to Hezbollah. This was reported by I-24 News in earlier reporting. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that a train derailment in Wellington, New Zealand, has injured six people, according to police reports. Samantha Ettis highlighted the plight of Baha'i Parsa Najafi, a 19-year-old taken from his home in Isfahan by Iranian security forces. She emphasized the historical, not political, roots of the Baha'i faith. Open source intel reports that Iran's national soccer team has left Turkey for Mexico. They are preparing for the 2026 World Cup. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strike in Lebanon, the Times of Israel details how a Lebanese military vehicle entered an active combat zone without prior coordination. Israel has ordered evacuations of southern Lebanon villages amid ongoing Hezbollah drone activity. This escalation raises concerns over potential broader conflict in the region. Turning to media coverage across the Middle East, the Jerusalem Post highlights sharp differences in reporting on Iran's nuclear ambitions and diplomacy. The Hormuz crisis remains a focal point, with varied interpretations of responsibility and outcomes. This reflects the geopolitical tensions influencing public narratives. Meanwhile, JNS reports on Israeli commando operations in Azerbaijan. This covert network aims to support military actions against Iran. Such operations underscore Israel's strategic reach and its complex regional security dynamics. In a related development, Lebanon's criticism of Israel's actions comes just as the IDF reviews its engagement protocols. I-24 News indicates that misidentification of threats could intensify diplomatic rifts. This incident adds strain to already fragile Israel-Lebanon relations. And on the diplomatic front, Axios reports President Trump's ceasefire proposal. While it might aid in Iran peace negotiations, it places Netanyahu in a delicate position politically. This ceasefire could either stabilize or further complicate regional tensions. In financial news, first, Kotek reports that the trillion-dollar AI development is causing financial strain even among tech giants. Companies like Anthropic and Google are seeking ways to fund their AI ambitions. Separately, Ynet Business reveals Bosch's decision to close its AI research centers in Tel Aviv and Haifa. This move, part of global restructuring, is described as strategic rather than political. And finally, Globes reports that Centrical, an Israeli performance intelligence company, has raised $39 million. Their platform is poised to enhance productivity and performance as AI reshapes the workplace. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.